In the name of God, the Holy and Undivided Trinity. Well, before you think it's deja vu, the answer is yes, we did just hear a parable of God's sowers and weed seeds last week. And yes, it was also from Matthew's Gospel. One of the things that it's easy to miss in our Sunday lectionary readings, which are the only readings that many people routinely hear, is that there are sometimes duplications and sometimes conflicts between individual accounts, even in the same book. And it shouldn't be especially surprising, because we don't know how people will give somewhat different accounts of an event where they were all present. But something like a parable, which is a story told to make a point, it's similar. Haven't you ever heard a joke told by different people that might have slightly different details, but pretty much the same punchline? Or the very same joke told to make a very different point? There are about 36 parables in the Gospels, depending on who's doing the counting, and 20 of those are in Matthew. In this week's Gospel, Jesus talks about the sower and seeds, but a little differently than last week. Last time, it was all about the sower, the seeds, and the kind of soil. This week's account adds an extra element, the deliberately sown weed seeds sown by an enemy, the slaves eager to remove the weeds, and the householder who will not allow the wheat to be stirred, not even to get out the weeds. And then the reapers will do the harvesting as well as the cleaning up, burning the weeds and so forth. Now, the kind of weed this parable is talking about is also significant. It's actually a plant that looks like wheat when it's growing, right up until the grain forms. And oh yeah, it's poisonous. And I'm no master gardener, but in my experience, this technique of letting the weeds and the plants grow together until the harvest might not work so well. It's more likely the weeds will choke out the good plants, like in last week's parable. But clearly, Jesus isn't a gardener, at least in the usual sense of the word. And clearly, this parable is getting at something else. I think one clue is the part about how the weeds got there. An enemy has done this. So the parable is talking about bad things, evil in the world. But it exists, sometimes right in the middle of the weeds. Now, some suggest this parable is about the church. That good seeds are sown, but everyone can see that the church is far from the bulwark of the sinless that one early church group thought it was. By the way, that overly rigorous view was the source of a couple of later heresies, as well as some rather unfortunate actions by the church. The church ultimately decided it was to be a hospital for sinners rather than a bulwark of the sinless. But just like last week, the parable last week, it seems to me we also are each individually a mixture of the good seed, the wheat, and the weeds that somehow got in there, despite our best efforts, despite our baptism, despite God's grace. We get into trouble like those early heretics when we try too hard to root out the weeds. We do damage to ourselves and to our community that is the church. We end up focused on the wrong things. Not on the kingdom of heaven, not on feeding the hungry, visiting the sick. We get tangled up in weed removal efforts. Who's in? Who's out? What are the things that have to be hidden? Because they're bad or evil or just unacceptable. Things like addiction, doubt, sin, and situations where it just doesn't seem to be a good answer. Looking at it as a faith community as a whole, it's also a danger that we Episcopalians think can't happen to us. We act like it's only the striving, Bible-thumping, conservative, fundamentalist Christians who throw out other people who aren't inclusive enough, who are in danger of killing themselves along with the weeds because of overzealousness. We wouldn't do that, would we? No. We too can sometimes get so tangled up in in trying to bring about God's kingdom on earth by our own efforts. We can get so tangled up in those good aims that we forget that those people who we oppose and we disagree with are also God's beloved children, like ourselves, made up of both good wheat and wheat. And just as blind to shortcomings and sins as we ourselves are. It seems to me that this lectionary selection, this parable in the two that we did follow about the mustard seed and the leaven and the flour, will come up a little later. It seems that all of them show what was both the humility and confidence Jesus would have us reflect to show the kingdom of God coming in. Humility, insofar as our own tendencies for too easily sorting out good and evil according to our own preferences, and our soon struggle in sorting